1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I'm fine, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I am living well.
Good, good. Two questions. Number one.
All right.
I'll give you three scenarios. In 2009, I was informed I had type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I was on the glipizide and metformin and metoprolol. Don't like the glipizide, cause blurred vision. The metformin seems to do okay. Or if the doctor didn't really pay me no attention, so I'm between doctors right now. The question is, over the past week and a half, I've been having pain on the left side of my foot, right at the fatty part, the ball under the toe, and on the heel, like tingling sensation.
Okay.
And I wonder if there's something I can use or take for that. I do take biotin, garlic, probiotics. Recently started that about, say, 3 weeks ago. Eating habits haven't been the greatest, but I'm serious now about changing that.
Okay, good.
Include more fruits and veggies. 3 years ago, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I still plus size, but still need to lose more weight. But 240 sounds better than, well, 252 is better than 287. So I'm proud of that.
That's right. That is true. So you're willing to make some changes. That's the key, right?
Yes.
And so the doctors now still have you on the medications, but you really want to come up with a new game plan. Now, have you started exercising at all?
Well, I walk every day.
My okay.
My vehicle is out, and I haven't purchased a new one, so I do a lot of walking now.
And how long do you walk for? Maybe 30, 45 minutes? How long do you go out there for?
That was a blessing within itself in disguise. As opposed to riding everywhere, yes.
That's good. That's always a plus. All right, so coming up with a new game plan for the diet itself. So, you know, each one of your meals, three meals a day, couple snacks in between, are going to be important. Portion sizes are big too, so you want to keep those relatively small, but you want to make sure you're getting in those good lean quality proteins. And you're eating good fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats. And you always want to remember that fats really are not going to make you fat. They're the good kind. And they're actually great for supporting your hormones. They're great for supporting getting the right kind of calories. They've got protein in them as well. So brain chemistry, I mean, there's a host of things of what the right kind of fats can do for your body. So all that's important. And with diabetes, you always want to make sure when you're eating your meals, one, that you're eating steady, you know, that you don't have a lot of gaps in between the meals, but then also that you have a protein, which is like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that, along with a fat. When you eat those together, then whatever carbohydrate you have, it will help regulate the blood sugar. So fat and the protein helps regulate. Now, they both do. You can do one or the other, but it's good to always get all three nutrients in one meal. Now, if you do a snack, like, for example, let's say it's 10 a.m. and you're trying to eat something between that and lunch, you could do a handful of almonds or walnuts or something like that, and, you know, maybe an orange, or because you're eating the whole food itself, and the little bit of carbohydrate you're going to get in the orange, the fat in the almonds or walnuts are going to balance that out. So that makes it a really good snack, and they work hand in hand together. So just in that respect, when you're looking at diabetes, that is a real big key. Now, with blood pressure and all, and swelling in the feet, you've got to be really careful. And I'd make sure you're working with your doctor on a regular basis so they can keep track of that. I do think, though, that the weight is playing an issue. Not having seen any of the tests and all, your doctor's got to make that kind of call. But no doubt about it, your lifestyle is a huge, huge indicator of why you're dealing with all this. So coming up with a new game plan, I'm so proud of you. I'm just excited that you're ready to change, because I can't do that. You know, that's the thing. I can't force you, can't make you. Jane, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hi.
Hi.
I have ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
And it's fairly well controlled.
Okay.
But it's about 6 or 7 years ago, I started having problems with my eye. And I have more trouble now with my eye than I do with the colon. And I'm wondering if there's something
related?
Some supplement, something. I know it's related. But I'm wondering if there's something I can do, something that something different other than what you would take just for general inflammation. Is there anything that will help with the inflammation that's eye healthy? Does that make sense?
It does. Eye healthy. Yep, it does. And so what are the main symptoms of your eye? It's bothering you, but what is it? What's going on?
I have chronic iritis and chronic retinitis. So I'll just wake up one morning and I can't see, and I go to the doctor, and the macula is inflamed.
Yeah, one of the big that's a challenge. Your diet plays a role. Stress plays a role. Those two. Okay. And so eating very well, cutting down foods that create a lot of inflammation, like the processed foods, grains, a lot of dairy products, cutting those out can make an enormous difference in what you're dealing with. There are some supplements, but I wouldn't lean on those, because I don't think that supplements would really be the kind of that silver bullet that would kind of take over. Really, your daily habits over a long period of time are what's going to prevail. But there are certain supplements that can help. Lutein, which is a version of vitamin A, and xanthan, those are both components of vitamin A, and they've been known to help with supporting eye health. But again, those are just kind of an adjunct. That's not really something that needs to be on the forefront. Cod liver oil is good. The omega-3 fats that come in that are just spectacular, and of course it's only going to bring you to a better place all the way around, from hormones to everything else in the body. So just a couple things to think about. Again, get into what you're eating. That's the key. And with ulcerative colitis, see, as you know, like we're talking about, it goes hand in hand. So cutting out gluten from the diet, it means all grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that. Cow's milk, dairy, pasteurized, homogenized, because the body has a hard time breaking that down. Probiotics can be very helpful along the way, too, because it's going to replace and put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You've got to set a good foundation. The foundation for everything in your body starts in the gut, and you probably already know that, but just a couple of reminders to help you with that. And I tell you what, I wouldn't get overly frustrated, because a lot of these things can resolve, and I'm sure your docs are going to work with you on that. But keep doing your research and keep pursuing health, because with ulcerative colitis, that's your root. And by clearing that up, so much of your body is going to improve.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.2920. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.7194, $8.8597 for a half ounce, or $4.4299 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.7194, $8.8597, and $4.4299.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Live lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, there's a lot of hype about, of course, I think I'm a big fan of animals, and dogs especially. I think they can be, you know, they call them man's best friend, woman's best friend, and they bring so much joy to our lives, and I really believe it helps people live longer. Having a companion of some sorts, even at that level, becomes like family. And so having your dogs around, can they be good for your health or not? Well, I think they're ultimately great for your health. But then there's the aspect of whether they're hypoallergenic or are you allergic to them? Do they create more allergies for your kids, for you? But, you know, the interesting thing is hypoallergenic dogs are no less likely to make you sneeze than other dogs. There's a new study out on this. So technically there's dogs that were created and bred to be hypoallergenic, which I think is ridiculous. But it's widely believed that hypoallergenic dogs produce less dander and saliva and shed less fur, making them a healthier choice for people with allergies. But a team at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit found no scientific evidence that hypoallergenic dogs produce fewer allergens. The researchers examined dust samples from about 173 homes with 60 different breeds of dogs, including 11 breeds considered hypoallergenic. Samples were collected from the floor or carpet of the baby's bedroom 1 month after a newborn was brought home, and only from homes with just one dog. So researchers then analyzed the dust samples for the dog allergen CAN-F1, and there were no significant differences in allergen levels between homes and hyperallergenic dogs and those with other dogs. Studies published in the March issue of the American Journal of Rhinology and Allergy. That's always been a hot topic, whether or not you should get a hypoallergenic pet or not, and is that really going to make a big difference in your overall profile and dealing with allergies? I mean, if you cut down the histamine and you increase your digestibility of proteins better, you're not going to be as responsive to the dander or pollen or anything else, any other kind of allergen for that matter. So, I mean, is it the chicken or the egg? I think with allergies, from the research I've done and seen, that it's so much more really to get down to the bottom line and make sure that you're breaking your proteins down and get to the root cause of the matter, rather than just being kind of out in the fringes and still working on the symptoms themselves. That's just a better route to go. With dogs, just get the dog that you like and that you love, and then create healthier lifestyle choices around, and you're not going to be dealing with the allergies anyway. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I was having problems with my shoulder. Like, if I cough, I feel a pain. But if I sneeze, the pain's so bad that it pretty much draws my shoulder in. And I went to my chiropractor, and she can't figure out what it is. I've done x-rays, and it's not showing any kind of bone damage or anything. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Have you done anything to hurt it? Were you playing a sport or anything that injured it? Golf, tennis?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Golf or tennis?
No, not really. I work at UPS. I do a lot of lifting and lowering of heavy boxes. And then in December, I was rear-ended.
Okay, got it. Well, then here's the deal, kind of the breakdown. You're already going to a chiropractic physician, which I think is smart, because you have to realize that with the shoulder itself, the nerves that come out and innervate the muscles means that they go out and go into the muscles and control everything into the arm, actually originate from the base of the neck. And so in a car accident, a lot of times you get, even though you might not feel whiplash or whatever, you still take the impact. And it can, and studies have shown that it really can decrease the disc height within the base of the neck. And so you've got to be careful with that, because if nothing gets addressed, then of course they probably explain that to you, then it can cause the issues to get worse, and of course it'll cause the function to decrease or decline within the shoulder, and that's not going to help anyone. So you might want to, I mean, hopefully they'll still be working on that. That's a big, big key with the overall process. I would also have maybe a physical therapist look at it, because they can look at it from a biomechanical perspective and look at some of the muscles. Your chiropractic physician can look at that too. It just depends on how they're trained, whether they're trained more in extremities or not. But you'll want to have them look actually at the different aspects of the shoulder and see how the range of motion is and that sort of thing. So I would look into that and make sure you have a couple of folks around you that creates a great team for that. The other issue, too, is from a nutritional perspective, vitamin D, which is a big player, and also boron and manganese can all play a big role in supporting a healthy shoulder. And if you get deficient at all through stress or poor diet or whatever it might be, then it can cause things not to work as well and can cause issues in that regard. So keep those things kind of in your pocket to look through along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But, you know, that's the good news. The good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then many times you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. So the hope is that even though we might have messed some things up ourselves, we can undo that and make better choices, educated choices, with where we are. We don't have to be stuck. We can actually improve our lives simply by making new lifestyle choices. And no one else can do it but you. That's the cool thing. You can actually step up and undo a lot of the stuff that's going on in your life. So you've been diagnosed with something, don't freak out, because help can be right around the corner. You just have to know what that is, what kind of choices to make, and then see a new you begin to pop up. But nothing's going to change unless you change. That's the key, and we help you do that right here on the show. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. But you have to be willing to make the change, and that is the key. Our food for the day are cherries, one of my favorites. A growing body of science now reveals that tart cherries, as either dried, frozen, or cherry juice, have among the highest levels of disease-fighting antioxidants when compared to other fruits. They also contain other important nutrients such as beta-carotene, which is, of course, 19 more than they, times more than they have in blueberries or strawberries, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, iron, fiber, and folate, which emerging evidence links cherries to many important health benefits, from helping you ease the pain of arthritis and gout to reducing risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Cherries also contain melatonin, which has been found to help regulate the body's natural sleep patterns, helps form serotonin, which, of course, helps with depression, and then, of course, can prevent memory loss and delay the aging process. I don't know about you, but all of this sounds pretty darn good. A recent study from the University of Michigan reveals that new evidence linking cherries to heart health benefits, and the study found that a cherry-enriched diet lowered total weight, body fat, especially important belly fat, inflammation, and cholesterol risk factors, especially for heart disease. So get your cherries in. really good for gout, but good for other issues as well. 888-283-7272 are the phone lines. They're open. Go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Barbara, you're next with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Asa. I'm on as an advocate for a friend of mine who is very skittish about calling in, and I'm just worried sick about her.
That's okay. Let's talk about her. What's going on?
I tried to get her on the night before last, and I wasn't able to get on that night myself. She has a heart condition. She has terrible attacks of gout, the last attack she had, she went to the hospital, and they wanted to take her toe off, and she slithered through that and didn't have it done, and she was on prednisone, and she said as long as she was on prednisone, the gout didn't bother her, but
right.
now she's evidently off the prednisone. She has a heart condition, and she only has one kidney. The other kidney is just not functioning at all. And she told me night before last that she had her toe was oozing and had a terrible odor from it, and I tried to tell her that that this could be gangrene setting in, and she takes oxycontin, I believe it is, and as I say, she has a heart condition. She also has ulcers, and so when you came on the other night, you were mentioning that a vinegar was good for bacterial like underarm deodorants and things like that, and I suggested that she get some of that and soak her foot in it to see if maybe that would take the infection out of it, I couldn't get her to go on last night, and I just wondered if you can offer suggestions.
Are you more concerned about the now, has she been to her doctor through this process, or just you and her talking?
No, she's been to her, she's going to the doctor just about all the time for something, but what I'm trying to do is to save her foot from being amputated. I feel like she's close to having that happen.
Have the doctors told her that?
Well, they...
I know they said they wanted to cut her toe off,
yeah,
but they didn't do that.
Well, I'm just afraid that she's just letting it slide, and maybe she's got gangrene working on it now. That's what it sounded like to me. She said she had her toes spread apart with cotton, and she needed to go to a podiatrist, I guess, because every time she walked, her toenails were cutting into her toes, and she can hardly walk with the foot the way it is.
I would probably have, just my thoughts on this is to stay with her doctor, and obviously if it is infected, then getting that under control. But if it's gout and that's what we're dealing with, then you got to look. She's got to look at number one, looking at her diet, making some radical changes there, but also making sure that her body's breaking down the excess proteins. Because if it's not, then it's building up these uric acid crystals in the joint, and that's what causes the gout, the gouty arthritis, to be so painful and to not really go away. And so, there are some things that can help. But I'm with you. If it's infected, which it sounds like it is. They've got to get that under control. She needs to be on, obviously, if it's infected, antibiotics and the whole nine yards. So I'm surprised if it is infected, they don't have her on some form of treatment like that. Do they not?
Well, apparently not. I guess when she left out of there with the without having her toe amputated, I don't know. She's also has some constraints of low income. And I don't know. She said she knows that she's not supposed to eat things like, you know, ham and things like that. But she just doesn't seem to, I don't know what it is, whether it's the drugs she's taking, and she evidently just doesn't listen and doesn't seem to be aware of what she's doing to herself.
I would be real careful and steer clear. Even if she's dealing with some tough financial situation, maybe she can have some friends come along or whatever and help her. But going and get that, if it's infected, she's got to go to the doctor and have that treated. I mean, sounds to me like that's the first priority, regardless if she's already left and kind of gone and went against what they want. And first, she needs to take a real hard look and listen to what they have to say, not go do her own thing, but actually get, because when it gets to that level, her physicians are going to have the best advice. And it's even tough for me to even give it a thought, even without seeing it. The biggest thought I can give her, if you're asking me what to tell her or what to do, is to go back to her doctors, regardless, even if she has to find more of a faith-based clinic that will, you know, work with her financially. Because to leave it like it is and just hope for the best or look for something natural, that's not a smart move on her part at all. Like, I wouldn't even, that's not even in the realm of what she should be doing. She's got to go to get that handled, literally, to whatever level needs to take place, and then move forward with what she has left from there to come up with a good structured game plan. So that's kind of my thought, is to definitely go over there and get with her doctor immediately. That's what I think. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Ed now. Hi, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm going to be 56 here in a couple weeks. Definitely a few pounds old. I have a hard time, I think, with some, as far as wanting to or desiring to get intimate or, you know,
yeah,
a certain amount of,
sure,
of sex or whatever.
Right, I get it. So there's no desire, or it's difficult to make things happen?
Not difficult to make things happen, but once it does, it's like the stereotype over it, you know, interested whatsoever in trying to continue to make it happen.
So your interest levels are down pretty heavy from what they used to be. And
quite a bit, yeah.
And then performance is suffering as well, too.
Yes.
Well, if the mind's not right, nothing else is going to be right either. Is the relationship okay?
No. Not at all. And I think my deal is the future is that I need to.
Yeah, have you guys talked about it? Like, have you gone to any counseling or anything to try to straighten things out?
Sir.
Yeah, I would probably consider doing that. Because, I mean, a lot of times if you can't get things to resolve between the two people, it's always good to have a third party, and that's what a counselor does that's so beneficial, is they become that third party in the whole equation that can really help. Kind of get things out on the table and really get you to understand, you know, where the breakdown is. I mean, have you guys had a good relationship for a long period, and you're just kind of going through a phase, you think?
Yeah, I think it is. It's going through. I mean, I'm going to this a keeper, and I definitely.
Are you guys married?
No, we're not married.
And how long have you been together?
A little over five.
5 months. Well, I can tell you right now, first and foremost, is to not be intimate until you get married is probably going to be your best bet. Nothing's going to make your relationship better until you build a solid foundation of trust. And it really does start by removing the physical part and focusing on the emotional and spiritual part together. Once that's strong, then the other will fall right into place.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. Mini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. You have to be one to make the changes, though. Nobody else can do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your wife, your husband. Nobody can make and take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. So the question is, are you willing? Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have my tongue. Everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
Could be a couple things. A lot of times when you have those kind of conditions, it can be nerve-related. So you might want to have that checked out. And when I say that, I mean, you can go to a neurologist. I think that's a good way to go. Family doctor, then you go to a neurologist typically. But you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician or even a naturopathic physician take a look at that. And they've got some great alternative means to be able to figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good game plan. So could be a vitamin B1 or B2 deficiency, too. A lot of that can create burning and cause some cracking and whatnot within the mouth. So increasing your vegetable intake can be helpful. If that doesn't work, then you can look into the supplementation from vitamin B1, thiamine pyrophosphate, or riboflavin 5-phosphate, which is a derivative of vitamin B2. Hope that helps. Scripture for the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is for sure. Dental visits now to ERs are on the rise. So Americans who turn up in the emergency room to get dental care really aren't lost. They're probably just running out of options. So according to a new report from the Pew Center of the States, more than 800,000 visits to the ER in 2009 were for toothaches and other avoidable dental ailments. People showing up in emergency rooms for dental is really your sign that your system is breaking down. Shelly Gershon said, who's the director of the Pew Center's Children's Dental Campaign, it's just not serving enough people. She said, in the symptom and crisis, in hard times, states often cut Medicaid's dental benefits, pushing low-income patients from the dentist office into the emergency room. But the shift from Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals is still costly to states. So the dental groups have long since said that ERs only provide temporary relief for dental emergencies and lead to recurring hospital visits, which can burden the taxpayers for spending it in the worst possible way, she said. For example, the report shows that in 2002, Maryland had a 12% increase in the rate of ER visits and also Medicaid reimbursements for private practice dentists treating adult emergencies. Florida reported more than 115,000 dental-related ER visits in 2010. And in Oregon, a 31% hike of the ER cases among Medicaid enrollees over a three-year period. Access to dental care is also creating a surge in ER visits. Safety net facilities like community health centers are losing federal funding and are unable to provide comprehensive dental care. The report suggests several steps to alleviate this problem. States committed to serving more low-income people should ensure their Medicaid reimbursement rates are high enough to cover the cost of care. So that's catch-22. Do you use the hospitals or do you not? When you've got, my gosh, you get tooth pain, you're going to go. Regardless of what we've been going back and forth here in this article about the increase and this, that, and the other, the bottom line is we're going to use whatever facility we have to get out of pain. That's just our human nature. But I do think we need to do something for reimbursements for the dentist because, you start cutting Medicaid, you start cutting down the reimbursements, you're going to get a poor quality of care. Think about it. I don't mind. No dentist would mind giving some benevolence, for certain. But you start cutting the overall reimbursement, you're going to start getting some... the last thing I want working on me is a disgruntled dentist. Can I get an amen? Because I'm telling you, I don't like going to the dentist at all. Sorry, fellas and gals. I just am just not. It's just not my favorite place to go. Think you're great. Think you're awesome. But I just don't get real fired up about it. And if I, you know, I've had a couple of cavities in my lifetime, and it's just not fun. So I don't get real fired up about it. So you take a disgruntled dentist who's only going to get $15 instead of $80 because of my insurance, and he knows it. That's not going to be a pretty day. Last thing I want to do is be laying in that chair and have somebody with a bunch of instruments in my mouth trying to figure out and being real frustrated that my insurance ain't going to pay him. I'd be the kind of guy that would just pony up cash and just be like, look, man, take good care of my mouth. You know, just the way that I am. But that is, it's crazy to think about that. But they're doing it with everybody. And doctors, it's happening with them. Physicians, happening with them as well. And it's going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. And I mean, just in the middle of all this, it's pretty intense. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Our preferred wellness providers, don't forget, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and they are growing every single day. It's pretty exciting. Samantha wanted to know, she's in California, and she wants to know about getting a personal trainer. Now, I talk about personal training a lot. Matter of fact, Fitness Together is a great national chain, our chain that we... as our provider in Chattanooga. Phenomenal group of folks over there if you live in the Chattanooga area. But personal training is important. I think that everyone that embarks on any type of fitness routine needs to have a personal trainer, at least for a period of time. Maybe it be a month or 2 months, but you learn so much and your results are just phenomenal. You will double, triple the time and the results and not waste a lot of time. So I'm a big fan. Yes, I do think that's a smart move. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.